Welcome in to the last Lynch Lowdown of 2019. I am Zion Brown here with head lady Giants head basketball coach Joe Lynch. How are you doing today, coach?
Good, Zion. How are you today?
I'm well as well. So I'll start and I'll talk about last week's game against Lawrence North, in which the Giants lost a closer game than they did the first time they faced the Wildcats in the second round of last week's Marion County tournament. So what was your overall assessment of that game?
Well, the game was a step up for us. I'm not one to have moral victories because a loss is a loss. But we played a whole lot better. The game was actually closer than the 7 points. With 2:57 to go, it's tied. Then we go down two and we can't score and a couple things happen. And then they decided to stall and we had to foul, and that's how it stretched out a little farther. We were right there with the chance to win. I think that's where you need to be with the state's number one ranked team. So we're getting better. We had taken the week prior to try to focus more on us and not the other teams, try to do things that were best for us, worked on our shooting, worked on our execution, tried to step up our defense. And that seems to have helped us play much better against Lawrence Central, who beat us the first time during the regular season, and then we took care of them in the first round of the county and then played much better against Lawrence North.
And so can you feel a little more confident in your team's abilities to beat those better teams after what you saw last week?
Well, down the road I can. Progress can sometimes be slow. I definitely see progress. I definitely see us getting closer to being able to do more than just compete with those better teams, which is what we've been doing, competing, making it interesting, but not being able to get over the hump. I definitely see us taking a step forward in that direction, yes.
Okay, and then tomorrow night you guys play a Southport team that was able to make the semifinals on Saturday of that Marion County tournament last week. So what do you feel you will kind of need to do to be able to beat them?
We need to execute well offensively. They have a nice defensive group. They're kind of up and down offensively. They've played very well at times and not so well at times. We're going to have to do what we do, apply pressure, get the ball up and down the floor, try to pick the pace up a little bit. They have two nice players who kind of make them go, Green and Duncan, and if we can control them, well, we should be in pretty good shape.
And then after tomorrow night's game, it'll be somewhat of a quick turnaround on Saturday morning playing Martinsville. So what are you looking to do in that game? Martinsville is a hot team. They've won 5 straight. So how do you look to try to stop their streak and win on Saturday as well?
Well, again, we're going to have to do what we do. We got to defend very well. They do a lot of different things. I haven't seen a team all season that has so many sets that they run their offense from. And they're very aggressive. They got a 6'2 girl in the middle that makes them tough defensively. It's going to be a challenge for us going there. But I think it's a challenge that we can step up to. And if we focus on our defense and execute offensively, well, I think it should be a great ballgame.
And then just overall, you play 4 games during the break, and then the game we talked about, that'll be tomorrow night. How difficult is it to try to keep everyone focused during this time of the year, during the holiday break and such?
That depends from year to year. Some teams are really focused because they love to get out and play, and the days off for Christmas and New Year's and what have you kind of make them even more hungry. And then there's some other teams that it takes a while for them to get back. This team has seemed to have that latter problem. A couple of days off seems to affect their ability to really get going. So we're going to hope to try to fight that, and it's more of a mental thing than a physical. And the rivals that we will play, Avon, a big rival, Heritage Christian has become quite a rival, and certainly Roncalli has. So those teams that we will be playing over the break are going to represent good challenges for us, as well as teams that we hope we'll be able to get up for.
And you talked about Avon and Heritage Christian, the two teams you guys play in the BD Holiday Classic. So what does it mean to host that event, and just talk about how that event is really a crucial event for your teams overall, especially going into the deeper end of the season there?
Well, as far as hosting it's a great tradition. Ben Davis has had this for over 20 years, and that's such a neat thing. It's always good to play games like that over the holidays. As far as those two teams, they are both very solid, very good teams, getting respect and ranking in the top 15, the Stars top 15, and they're good, solid challenges for us. We'll hopefully be up for it, hopefully be able to go out and bring home a couple of victories, because that would be a very big feather in our cap.
Certainly it would. That is on January 3rd. Those couple of games for the BD Holiday Classic. Thanks once again for joining me, Coach Lentz.
Thank you for having me.
This has been this week's Lentz Lowdown. Thanks for listening.